please rise at our entrance hymn? It's hymn number 786, O Holy Spirit, intervene. 786.
Come, Holy Spirit, come
to this place, time, and now.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray together in unison the prayer of the day. Let us pray. Almighty God of life, on this day you open the hearts of your faithful people by sending into us your Holy Spirit. Direct us by the light of your Spirit, that we may have a right judgment in all things and rejoice at all times in your grace and peace. Through Jesus the Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading is from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 to 21. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them the ability. Now there were devout Jewish people from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and the residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jewish and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is Psalm 104, verses 24 to 35, and we'll read it responsively. O Lord, how manifold are your works!
In wisdom you have made all, the earth is full of your creations.
Yonder is the sea, great and wide.
Creeping things innumerable are there, living things will fall.
There go the ships.
And Leviathan as you form the sword.
These all look to you.
To give them their food in due season.
When you give to them, they gather it up.
When you open your hand, they are filled with good things.
When you hide your face, they are dismayed.
When you take away their breath,
when you send forth your spirit, they are created.
and you renew the face of the ground.
May the glory of the Lord endure forever.
May you, the Lord, rejoice in your works.
Who looks on the earth and it trembles?
Who trembles and they smoke?
I will sing to the Lord as long as I live.
I will sing praise to my God while I have you.
May my meditation be pleasing to God.
For I rejoice in the Lord.
Let sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 3 to 13. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, "Let Jesus be cursed." And no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except by the Holy Spirit. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All of these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jewish or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all meant to drink of one Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Today we celebrate the 50th day of Easter, or Eastertide. And so we continue by using the Easter gospel verse. Hymn number 385, we sing verses 1 and 3 only at this time. I invite you to stand or to rise in honor of the reading of the gospel. Hymn 385, our last time for singing this Easter hymn on this last day of Eastertide. Good Christian friends, rejoice and sing verses 1 and 3. The 50th day of Eastertide. It's from the Gospel of St. John, the 7th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. This is only chapter 7 in John's Gospel, and Jesus and disciples are celebrating the Jewish festival of booths, or tabernacles in Jerusalem, at the temple. The day of the festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me. And let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now Jesus said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive. For as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. The text for today's sermon is from the Gospel of St. John, the 7th chapter. Let's pray in preparation for the sermon at this time. Lord, now let the meditation of each heart and the words I'm about to speak be acceptable in your sight. You who are our strength, our sustainer, and our redeemer. Amen. Alleluia. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Alleluia. Good for you. Today we celebrate the Holy Spirit. It's all about the Holy Spirit and that person of the Trinity. And so today we've got the red pyramids and banners, and the red Paschal candle has been adorned marvelously with metallic paper. It's wonderful. I've got my fancy red solan. I don't get to wear that often. But it's all about the Holy Spirit today. And yet, when I read on Tuesday morning in preparation for this moment, the gospel reading, I was flummoxed. One of my favorite words. Flummoxed and perplexed. Because at the end of the gospel, we go on for 3 hours about this gospel. It's wonderful. It comes from the Old Testament and all that kind of thing. It's wonderful. But at the end of the gospel reading, now Jesus said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive, for as yet there was no Spirit because Jesus had not been glorified. What? I'm a Trinitarian Christian. I believe in God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's next Sunday's sermon, Trinity Sunday. But we believe in the Holy Spirit being present with us. What is this all about? Well, we know from the Easter text that Jesus breathes on the 10. Judas is missing and Thomas is missing from the upper room Easter evening. Jesus breathes on the 10, the Spirit. It says, receive the Holy Spirit. And they said, in 50 days, the rest of the disciples and followers will receive the gift also. And that was what we had from Acts 2 today. Okay? A rush of a mighty wind, like southeastern Idaho. I don't know if you caught that in the bulletin. A fire, like the tongues that are on the banners and all that kind of thing, rested on each of them. And they were able to speak in foreign languages. Parthians. And Ellen, you did a bang-up job. The best I've ever heard that read in 37 years. Good for you. All the Parthians and the Medes and the Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia and Phrygia and Pamphylia and all those words that are so hard to say. You could say Pingree and Rockland and American Falls, Aberdeen, let alone Pocatello and Twin Falls, Burley, and the like. The reason we did the litany, and I wrote that on vacation, by the way. I worked on vacation. You can tell me how good I did. But the reason that I did the litany the way I did today is because we need to remember the Holy Spirit has been with us ever since before time even was. Right? At creation, God breathed the Spirit. God blew the wind. God said the word and creation came into being. The word there, the one of the two Hebrew words I know in my life, ruach. It's a guttural word like the Germans. And it means wind, breath, and spirit. The Spirit was present at creation. Creation came through the Spirit and the Word. We have that in our scriptures, and you've got it. You go home and read. That no recycling today. I worked hard on the bulletin cover, too. I waited since March to use that bulletin cover. The explanation is in the back page of your worship bulletin. I won't go into it now. It's a famous painting from 2016. Okay, one of the most famous artists in the world right now did that painting. My question for you is, if you don't like the bulletin cover, and I know a lot of you don't, that's fine, abstract art, how would you draw the Holy Spirit? That's my interpretation of the Holy Spirit. Wind, breath, and word. Bulletin cover, but I digress. Creation. The Spirit was there at creation. The Spirit was there in the Valley of the Dry Bones. Ezekiel. I love that story. It's better than Dr. Seuss or any of the children's stories that you know from Grimm's Fairy Tales or Mother Goose. Go home and read Ezekiel 37. There was muscle and bone
and skin and hair on all of the people, but there was no life. And God said to the Spirit, breathe wind into them and bring them to life. And he's talking about the people of Israel. A whole nation is resurrected. Think Easter. A whole nation is resurrected because of the Spirit of God in Ezekiel. Then some people say, and this isn't in your bulletin, that the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night, leading the Israelites, the Hebrew slaves, through the Sinai Peninsula for 40 years, was the Spirit of God leading them. They had a night light, the pillar of fire, and they had the pillar of cloud by day to follow through the desert. And then, if you don't get that, we've got baptism. All four gospel writers write about the Holy Spirit in heaven. The heavens were opened up and torn apart, Mark says, ripped apart, and the Spirit descended upon Jesus. He was anointed and identified and blessed and gifted. And then we talked about the upper room with the disciples. We talk about the day of Pentecost, Acts 2, which is what the first lesson was all about. Good job, Ellen, reading it. The Spirit has always been with us, whether we recognize it or not. Martin Luther, 500 years ago, and some of you had to memorize this, not in the German, none of you are that old, but I remember I had to sit on the toilet seat and I couldn't leave the bathroom until I had it memorized. Okay, third article of the Apostles' Creed. Okay, there are three articles. I believe in God the Father, I believe in God the Son, I believe in the Holy Spirit. The meaning of the third article, bless my mother for making me memorize it and not being able to leave the bathroom until I had it finished, is this. Martin Luther said, I believe that I cannot by my own understanding or effort believe in Jesus the Christ my Lord or come to him. Okay. But, one of those holy buts, the Holy Spirit has called me through the gospel, the teachings and preachings and the story of Jesus Christ. Enlighten me with the Spirit's gifts, forgiveness, new life, and the presence of God in my life, confirmation students, past and present. And sanctify, made me holy and set me apart to keep me in the true faith. I love that. Go home and dig out your small catechism. And if you don't have a small catechism, I'll give you one. I've got multiple ones in my office. I believe that I cannot, by my own understanding or effort, believe in Jesus Christ my Lord or come to him. The reason you can say, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so, is because of the Holy Spirit. The reason you can say, Jesus is Lord, look at that in the bulletin again. Shortest creed. Next week we're going to talk about the Apostles' Creed, Nicene Creed, and Athanasian Creed. Confirmation students, yeah, you're listening, I know. Athanasian Creed. The shortest creed in the church is three words long. Jesus is Lord. Not Jesus was Lord, not Jesus will be Lord, but Jesus is Lord. The reason you can say that is because of the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that's what we celebrate today. Not that you can speak in foreign languages. Now, I took German for 3 years, and I know very little of it, because my three German grandparents, full-blooded German, would not speak German with me, because they spoke low German, and I spoke book German or high German, and they didn't want to embarrass me or themselves. 3 years of German I took, and what good does it do me? 2 years of Greek, and I do know more Greek words than I do Hebrew, shalom and ruach in the Hebrew. You are gifted with the Spirit not to speak foreign languages, but to say Jesus is Lord and Jesus loves you. To share that with family members and friends and neighbors. Jesus loves you. And then tell the whole story about Jesus from birth until death and resurrection. Martin Luther was right. It's only by the Holy Spirit that we understand God through the Gospels. And the gifts of forgiveness of sin, new life in the presence of God in our lives. And that we've been sanctified, made holy, set apart, even in a baptismal font like this one. In Acts, Peter is a good, good follower of God. I wouldn't say a good Christian. He's that too. But he was a good Hebrew. He knew his prophets and songs. And so before all of Judea in Jerusalem at this big festival, think, you know, New Year's Eve in Times Square, or Mardi Gras in New Orleans or something, in front of all these people, Peter said this. I love it. Peter, standing with the 11 disciples, raised his voice and addressed them. Men of Judea. You only spoke to men 2,000 years ago. Women and children were present, but you only addressed the men. But people of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk. Because some people are saying, listen to them talking. They're slurring their Hebrew and their Greek. They don't know how to speak. They must be drunk. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel, chapter 2. Go home and look it up. Chapter 2, verse 28 and following. I love this hymn. It is so beautiful. Listen again. In the last days it will be, God declares, I will pour out upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Do you see how radical that is? This is hundreds of years before Jesus. Joel, on behalf of God, is saying, men and women, young and old, boys and girls will prophesy the word of God. And what is the shortest creed in the Christian church? 3 words long. Jesus is Lord. And right up there with it is, Jesus loves you. And then he goes on, because it's Old Testament, and I will show you portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist, think of the Wizard of Oz. The sun shall be turned to dark blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I love that hymn. That's a hymn that Joel speaks to the Hebrew people. God loves you. God gifts you with the Spirit that you might have a relationship with God and understand who God is. In Sunday school this morning, someone said, what, we have to read this for like 3 hours to understand it? I said, not 3 hours, it's a whole lifetime. It takes a whole lifetime to love your husband. Or to love your wife. It takes a whole lifetime to love your children. Ask me about it. I spent 2 weeks with my mother and sister last month, or this month. It seems like 3 months ago, but this month, 2 weeks with Mom and Jody. We didn't kill each other. I'm here before you. It's a good thing. It takes a whole lifetime to understand one another and love one another and forgive one another and be with one another. And it's no different with our relationship with God. But God gives us a gift, the gift of the Holy Spirit, that we might better understand God's love, God's forgiveness, and God's grace with each of you. And that's what we celebrate today. I love Romans 8. And if you want to have something tattooed, I preached from the pulpit over the past couple years. If you want to have a tattoo, and Patty Porth and I have talked about this, grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. It's that simple. It's in the Bible. Grace upon grace. He's given us grace. John chapter 1, verse 27, I think it is. Grace upon grace. I was in the post office in American Falls, Idaho this past week, mailing mail and paying bills because I haven't been home all month. And there was this young woman, beautiful, dark hair and dark skin, olive skin and that, and she was mailing something next to me. And I saw she had some tattoos. I'm always curious, art-wise, tattoos. And I said, what does that say? And she goes, well, this is my grandmother's name. And then I said, but what's the other arm saying? And she said, grace upon grace. I almost wet my pants right there in the post office. I said, I preach sermons about that. You've got grace. And she goes, it's one of my favorite passages of the Bible. We are given, you and I and the woman in the post office are given the gift of the Holy Spirit that we might understand grace upon grace. I thought, boy, if she can do it, maybe I should go get a tattoo. Needles, no thank you. But this is another thing that you could tattoo on your body if you want to go a little bit longer. Grace upon grace is 3 words long, okay? I can maybe do that. Romans chapter 8. You, Holy Spirit, help us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But you intercede with sighs too deep for words. Good tattoo. Come, Holy Spirit, come to at this time, now. Amen. Gary Ferguson isn't here for me to pick on, but you tell him I did so anyway, okay? And we're praying for him. Hymn 400, turn to it, hymn 400. The tune is really familiar. The tune is really familiar. And you can tell me what the other hymns are, titles, I know what they are. But God of Tempest, God of Whirlwind, it's marvelous. Our music minister today, who's on the music committee, chose the hymns for today, and she did a bang-up job. This is one of my new favorite hymns. I think it's new to the hymnal here, not the tune. The tune is from the 1800s, 19th century. But the words are fantastic. So pay attention to the words. Get caught up in the tune. Hymn number 400, our hymn of the day, my new...
Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human.
For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Today in the prayers of the church, we remember in our prayers in the church our bishops Elizabeth Eaton and Kristen Temple, and our bishop-elect is, and you'll hear more about this in the announcements, is Megan Manlove, Reverend Megan Manlove. And she begins her bishopric, her duties as bishop on July 1st. We pray this whole month of May for our mission partner ministry, St. John's Preschool, and their staff, students, and parents. Nationally and around the world, we pray for the Ukraine, Russia, and all the nations around the world involved in the war found there and the European crisis. We pray for those people in Sudan and the war there. We pray for all firefighters, law enforcement officers, EMTs, and first responders to crises and accidents. A prayer of joy, thanksgiving, and celebration this Memorial Day weekend. We pray for all those who have died and given their lives for our freedoms. For all travelers, that they may have safe homecomings in the days to come. And then this past month and this past week, we pray for Lois March at her death and burial this past month. She's a sister to Betty Miller and Charlie Miller. We pray for Adelia Schatz at her death and burial this past month, the wife of Erwin Schatz. And then we pray for Deborah Cutler Hogue, who died this last week and is a friend of mine. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, for the church, and for all of God's creation, and for all people who are in need. Almighty God, we pray for the church. Lord, you sent your Spirit through the gifts of fire, wind, and word. As you equip the disciples for their work, equip us to bring the good news to all people for you. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Creator God, we pray for the earth and all creation. Lord, wind, water, and fire bring both life and destruction throughout the world. We pray for all those who work for the protection of land and water, for all those who work for the protection of migratory birds and animals, like those great leviathan of the sea, the gray whales migrating from Mexico to Alaska. We pray for all those who work as forestry managers and firefighters. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Sovereign God, Prince of Peace, we pray for the nations of the world. You prepare the disciples for their ministry by calming their fears and giving them your Spirit. So bless all world leaders with the gifts of integrity, mercy, compassion for every human life, and hearts that are on fire for justice and peace. Take from us all hatred, fear, evil, Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Merciful God, we pray for all those in need. Comfort your people and bring healing to all who are suffering in body, mind, or spirit, especially those whom we lift up before you in our hearts and in our minds. Your steadfast love and mercy endures forever. Be with those who look to you for hope and healing. Give patience to those waiting for answers. Grant hope to those who have reached the limits of treatment. And give compassionate hearts to those who accompany loved ones through illness and uncertainty. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord God, we pray for this congregation. We give you thanks for St. John's Lutheran Church. Bless our doubts and questions. Provide trusting and safe relationships for all ages to nurture our connection to you and to one another. Fill us anew with your Spirit, your joy, your love, your new life, your hope. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord of life, we pray for all those who have died. Resurrecting God, you bring us new life every day. We give you thanks for all those who now rest in you, especially Lois, Adelia, Deborah, and those whom we name in our own hearts and minds. Give us calm and peaceful hearts. Be with us in our grief and our sorrow. Be with us in our joy and our celebration for the lives of those whom we love. Turn our mourning into the joy and the new life and hope in you. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Life-giving Lord, we give thanks for all those who have died to assure our freedoms. As we observe Memorial Day, we remember those who died in military service. Comfort all who mourn and usher in a world where there is no war, where there is war no more. We all those who are traveling this weekend, pray for their safe homecomings. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, you know our prayers even before we pray them. We look to you in hope and trust, peace and joy, knowing that you'll do far more for us than we ever can ask or imagine. All these things, whatever else you see that we need, grant us, Father, for the sake of your Son, Jesus the Christ, who died and rose again and now lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God. Now and forever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And also with you.
You may be seated.
Welcome to worship at St. John's Lutheran Church, American Falls, Idaho, this morning. Today in a church year day in celebration of the day of Pentecost. Especially welcome to all of you who are visiting here with us today in person and in those who are worshiping with us by listening to the radio station or the internet broadcast. Happy birthday today to Maggie Kendall. Happy birthday this week to Kelly Long, Abe Boomer, Dan Landvik, Chase Woodworth, Michael Bites, Jerry Bauer, Claire Marie Horton, Bruce Winder, Deb Sims. This week at St. John's, see the readings and prayers page with the week's events listed on the schedule there. There are many events coming up in the days ahead. The Synod Assembly reports are available to be picked up off the usher's table in the narthex. Please feel free to grab one. Are there any other announcements not found in the worship bulletin or additions to the ones found there?
Yes, I'm right behind you. You can follow me. It's good to be back. There were more of you to miss than me being missed, okay? So it's good to be back with you. I miss you greatly. Thank you for working with me. Because in the past month, I not only was on a two-week vacation, but I buried a friend of mine in Spokane, Washington, and that was very hard to do. And then the week before that, we were at Synod Assembly. And at Synod Assembly, we did the work of the Lord, asked the people, they haven't given me any reports yet, Marion Hednell and Maxine Olson, they will let you know how hard it is to do the work of the Lord. We elected a new bishop, however. And on the usher's table, that's what the report is all about. So if you want to pick up one of these reports, it's Benge Kwa Bengwa, which means side by side in Swahili. Companion, thank you. Whoever said it. Companion Synod in wherever, Tanzania. I should know that. It was a long weekend. Anyway, we elected a new bishop. And some of you know her by name because she was one of the head people to bring in our new camp director after 30 years, following Eric Olson. Kelly Proboski. Reverend Megan Manlove from Nampa, Idaho, is now going to be she's our bishop-elect, and we'll be praying for her until July 1st when she becomes the bishop, for sure, for the next 6 years. And so I'm excited. She's a good woman, a great theologian, and so I'm hoping I told her very honestly, I'm not voting for you. I said, I wouldn't wish that on anybody. I said, I'll be thrilled if you get elected. I'll be thrilled if you don't, because it's a hard, hard job to be a bishop. She was on top of the slate, and that's in the report also. All the names of the people who were on the slate for bishop are in the report. Pick one up on the way out. She was at the top of the list every vote. Took, I think, four ballots to get her elected by majority, and simple majority. But she was at the top of the slate each time. She's a great person. So, yes, it was good to be away. I was at the beach. Yes, in a word, vacation was good. Okay, I was with my mother and my sister, and we didn't kill each other in a two-bedroom apartment or condo. But thank you for working with me. I've heard stories about in the past 3 weeks, and that's a good thing. I love Reverend Wayne Poppert, and bless his heart. The hardest thing to do is to cook in someone else's kitchen. I did that for 8 days. Mother's Day dinner. We had steak sautéed in brown butter and garlic asparagus tips, baked potatoes, best baked potatoes that must have been from Idaho, and the like. I know I'm going long, Arnie, but it's okay. Anyhow, thank you for working with me, because even I get it wrong. I worked hard on the prayers of the day. In that response, hear us, O God. Wait, come, Holy Spirit, come. Well, I left that out of my copy. I just, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. So take that home and pray these prayers. I don't want to see any of these recycled. I worked hard on this on vacation. Okay? And even the response to the petitions of the prayer. So take that home and pray it the right way, because I got it wrong. But it's good to be back. Pick one of these up, please, as you go out today. Go ahead and finish it off.
I invite the communion assistants and acolytes to come forward at this time to prepare for Holy Communion. Our Easter offertory hymn is hymn 182, Let the Vineyards Be Fruitful, Lord. We sing it now as our offertory hymn and in preparation for Holy Communion.
Thank you.
he's betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remainder." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom always, and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
We remain standing and prepare for the Eucharist by singing the hymn Lamb of God, page 146, in the front of the hymn.
Thank you.
Please rise for the blessing, the post-communion canticle found on page 208, hymn number 208, and then the prayer. The blessing first. Now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Love divine, all loves excelling. Hymn 631, sing it like you mean it.